is the bridge, but that's okay. Is this ready? Here we go. Sing victory slow. But I was thinking about singing the chorus. I've never really thought about victory this way before, which is kind of shocking because it's the thing that we should. But like when we're singing the chorus, we're singing victory, you know, conquer death, set me free. Honestly, like there's only a handful of us tonight. What happens here stays here. unless it's a victory that God's given us. Mm. But if we would all feel kind of brave enough, I know that I go through stuff. I know that we all go through stuff daily, and we all have our own struggles. But honestly, like, in all honesty, who needs to be set free of some stuff, even if it's not serious, legit? Like, who needs to be set free? Because honestly, I know that I do.
Does procrastination count?
Oh yes, that's mine.
Anything that is holding you from what you believe and what God has said is your normal life, that is bondage. And I know that every single one of us struggle with those things. And there's power in just singing out. You know, back in the Jesus days, they didn't really have a whole lot of instruments. They didn't really have a piano. They kind of had a harp. But the most complicated instrument they had would have been the harp. But they also had the trumpet and then like pieces of metal they would bang on that they called cymbals. But for the majority of the time, they worshiped with their voices. And it was just their voices that they would worship to God. And I'm just going to go ahead and strum the regular chords of the song. But when we sing victory, like, the things that you raised your hand for, picture it in your mind. Picture it in your mind right now. If you have to, close your eyes and make this a solo moment with you and God. And we're going to shout this as fast as it is. We're going to shout victory. We're going to start declaring this over our lives right now. Here we go. It's just a voice as I sing.
Victory! Victory! Conquer death! Set me free! Victory! Victory, Jesus alive.
Sing it again.
Victory, victory, conquer death, set me free. Victory, victory, Jesus alive in me.
One more time.
Victory, victory, conquer death, set me free. Victory. Victory, Jesus alive in me.
Yes, God, we thank you for the victory that you have given us in all of our lives today. God, we praise you and we lift you higher today. God, we magnify your name and we thank you that we receive your victory today, that you have finished on the cross in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. God, we give you our all today.
I found my peace. I have found my peace.
sing out right now. Let's all sing out to God. We choose you tonight. Jesus, we choose you. In the victory that you have given us. God, if there's anything that we've brought in with us, Lord, tonight let those chains be broken. God, do an amazing work in our hearts tonight. Let us receive all that we have for you. Right now, we choose to look to you above these songs, God, above this music. Lord, we put our eyes on you.
Surrendering.
Might look like something little in the physical, but in the spiritual, it's really going to be a big thing. I know a lot of us heard on Vision Sunday, like a long time ago, it was about casting vision and about seeing where we're going. And it's kind of something that the Lord has said on all of our hearts that we want to do tonight, since we are going into kind of new season. I know we're all around high school, like college age, and we are going into new season. We're ending school, a lot of us. And it's kind of a new time in our lives. So I'm going to read you guys Habakkuk 2:2-3, and it's in the Message version. It says, "And then God answered, 'Write this, write what you see, write it in big block letters so that it can be read on the run. This vision message is a witness pointing to what's coming. It's arches for the coming. It can't hardly wait. It doesn't lie, and it seems like slow coming, but wait, it's on its way. It'll come on its own time.'" And so while we're in this atmosphere of worship, Maddie's gonna hand you a piece of paper and a pen, and you're just gonna we all know how to spend time with the Lord in our own way, whatever you feel comfortable doing. And we're just gonna hear whatever the Lord wants us to branch out in this new season that we're going in, and we're gonna write it in big letters, something that you can see when you're on the run, like it said in the scripture.